but you think the next stage is, once the finger's been up there, then you are potentially up the homeowner's experience.
That's what I'll say is, you have one finger, who's next time, two fingers. Yeah, fair enough. I can understand.
Where does it end?
Who's saying next time?
Where does it end?
Missus coming in, she's got a fucking strap on. What do you say then? You've already took three fingers.
Where'd you draw the line? Is that what you're saying?
I draw the line at nothing. Nothing enters. End of day. What am I straight?
Hey, wait, you're a prolapse to anal pudding. You're a prolapse to anal pudding. Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance. Why zero start something that you don't want to end? Why let your lady down after fucking 3 years of sticking one, two, three fingers? She comes on with a big black rubber dick strap on. Right, here we go, we're on next level.
Hang on a minute, what's going on here?
Hang on a minute, 3 years down the line, I should one finger, 2 years, two fingers, 3 years, three fingers.
Next thing you know.
3.5 fingers, I'm not going to be black strapping dicks.
What work for 3 years?
Why not?
Why not tease them? 10 years?
No, tease them for fucking 5 years and let them down at the end.
Start clapping.
Stop it out in the word go.
Boom.
No tolerance. You can't play like it.
No tolerance. Tom Wicks is basically zero tolerance from you.
End of day. If that bird wants to play around, I'll say any minute I could just let out a big fucking fat shit over your arm. Do you want to play with that thing? My shit's a 10 wipes. Do you want to wipe up that shit? Do you? Fuck. Yeah. I don't want to wipe that shit up. Mind you. All over your mitts. You've got to eat your fucking tea in 6 hours' time. What the fuck's that about? All over your nails. You just had a fucking 20 quid nail job. What the fuck's that about?
Zero tolerance.
I like to read biz.
hearsay now. The Hosk is, have to go on hearsay here, because the Hosk was after having no sleep, well, apart from catching a few 40 winks out in the pubs of Lods. I had no sleep, so I was feeling very rough and very tired, and so I mainly stayed in bed until about 1 or 2 o'clock. I did try to get up. I made an attempt, into which I looked fucking rough. Sweated a lot and thought, I can't be doing this. I think I actually went down for breakfast. And as I was walking up the stairs, Webster was walking behind me in case I fell back and couldn't make it up the stairs. So I have to go from what I heard, where the other chaps, the rest of the gang, including Kirky, obviously, because he was tired, they went to this place called Manufacturer, which is like a big shopping complexy type thing, but it also has pubs. And this one kind of climbing wall, Europe's second largest fountain. A lot of contention about this, as it seems to me, as an amateur fountain spotter. It seems like it's six smaller fountains, rather than the one large one, as sold in the travel guide. But you know, we'll let it go, we'll let it be. They went to this. There's two good things there, really. There's a beer holler, this kind of big pub where you get served by beer wenches. Now that sounds pretty good. So you get these, they're kind of dressed up in nicey wenchy outfits and were very obliging to have their photo taken with drunken twats from Leyland. So I think they seem to spend their time from in there in the beer holler and the sporty bar thing, playing pool, and a game of whack the hammer, where you have this kind of big hammer thing to whack, and by the sounds of it, they were there for hours whacking it, and special mention to the Stigmeister, as when lining up for a ginormous whack-a-thon, he accidentally touched the sensor and registered a big fat zero. That's some of the highlights of that. I really did miss quite a lot there, staying in bed for that one, didn't I? Well, I missed the beer wenches, which is there. There was a pool tournament. Hear ye. And there was uneven numbers. So, Ian got knocked out in the first round and then was a lucky loser and then went on all the way to win the final. Have to admit, I did sound like they let him win, really, as he was the stag. But he'll deny that, obviously, saying that it's his pool talent that won it, though he did get knocked out in the first round. Make of that what you will. This is Poland, where men are still considered a little risque if they haven't got a moustache. This is my impression of Russian people speaking English. I don't know what you are doing. I speak English. I don't know what quite you are saying, because I speak Russian. Polish, and I not quite understand what you say. This is how we speak. That's pretty good, actually. If anyone has been to Russia, if anyone has been to Poland, that is a beautiful impression. This is the impression of a Polish people. This is how we speak. Yeah. This is... Can you do an impression of a Russian person? Polish person?
No, I can't. There is.
This is how we say Polish people.
Where's Titty Bar?
No.
What's it called?
Magnus. You know Magnus, yeah? Up here on the...
Left.
Up here on the left.
Off the right.
Yep, yep.
It's the Magnus.
Yeah. There are many titties there.
Please don't be scared. We don't really want to push you and your money.
I don't know, but I know this is the way up here.
Let's just follow them. Let's just go this way.
He just went bloop. In Polish.
Over to the left, we have three wise men. Look at that on the Polski. Next to that is a sleeping husky.
I'm 5'9".
Can I ask you to describe the ladies working here today, please?
Hot pants. I can't describe them.
Camel toe.
There's
spotted a few camel toes.
Fine. The mumblers. Mumblers. I mean, we've had three jealous to drink here. I mean, you need
an anaconda cobra.
We've got
Curly up there.
Hairstyle is from the 80s. She's got the big
Curly and Blondie. I'd certainly give him one back up the rear end.
Curly and Blondie.
Anna's one saying thank you again in Polish.
Is it like some pop pop?
No, it's thanks. No, Yangtze.
No, you swallow.
No, but this bloke, right, he came in here a couple of weeks ago and he saw one of these birds in here and he thought, hello. Pretty foxy, I'm going to give you one up the arse and all the rest of it. And he thought, I'm going to give you one so you'll never walk again. When her dad found out, he never walked again either. He's in a wheelchair in a local
true story,
market.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah. That's where he's, mate, Ironside.
Oh, man.
Barry, Ironside, do you know it? Barry.
Is that all?
I'm being modest.
How big is it?
22. Well, one of these ladies going to have five.
Maybe she's got some of these young ladies that have a few words. You can store them in the whack bag.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
That's good to say.
The problem is your brother's popped that up because your brother's
hey,
in a knobhead asking him.
Chop, you remember when you walked in last night?
That's the best.
Remember you walked in my room last night?
On the floor and you're cockering your hand like you. So,
that's probably what I thought I was having a wank.
That's how I said you're having a wank.
Because it's funny, he told us earlier, so the kid had a tennis and he wasn't sure what's happening. He didn't know if he was. I'm having a wank.
I've been sleep wanking again.
Oh no! I must have been dreaming of having a wank. And you caught me. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't going to mention it.
I
wasn't going to say anything.
You must feel bad to see the sons of Markov.
No, I felt alright really.
Get me a boost actually.
Let's have a measurement.
But where do you... No, but I've had this before. Where do you measure from? Is it from the balls or some people go behind? Add an extra inch on.
You can push your bum back to your bum.
Put the measuring tape up your ass.
Yeah, but I'm just, because there's some people who say they've got like 8-inch cocks, but in reality, they're just going around with a 6-incher.
Is that someone close to you, Steve?
Mick, are you a modest chap? You got a 6-incher?
Most ladies don't like you that wide.
I don't even I'm the metric system, so I'm like 30 centimetres. 30 centimetres. Yeah. What is an inch?
There is colour in here, right?
Is an inch? Is it
2.5? Well, that's the size of Lockie's cock. An inch. Can you show you an inch?
Your cock's an inch. So let's have a look.
Yeah. No way.
He's not even playing a ball on cock.
Yeah, that's an inch.
Frank and beans.
What's your shag, dude? Who cares?
Why let your lady down after fucking 3 years of sticking 1, 2, 3 fingers? This comes on with a big black rubber dick strap on. Alright, here we go, we're on next level.
Hang on, what's going on here?
You've got to put a lods in your pocket or two. Roosters. Roosters is a restaurant, apparently. But you'd never guess if you'd be visited in the evening with its plethora of TV screens. This is the closest lods has to a designated sports bar. Though the Baywatch blondes who work here mean not all the eyes are focused on football. Decorated in Wild West style with telegraph poles and frontier murals, Rooster does a good line in booze food with rib burgers and other soakage available.
That's like an impeccable role model of behaviour. The runners went, what about when you were doing this and that?
For Brecky, it looked like a cake. We went, oh, go on, Rick, eat some of your cake. And he went, oh, it was like a meat cake. And that put him off his whole break. He just couldn't eat anymore. So when you see him, ask him about the meat cake.
You rich savages. I think I took quite a few photos.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Keep it. I text Jackie saying, so far so good, I haven't lost anything yet. She said, well done, keep it up. Two more days drinking to fit in. Fucking hell. Tanya and I have had a lazy weekend watching Sex and the City back to back.
Oh, yes.
We're in the wrong place, aren't we?
Sex and the City.
Back to back, you can't get enough. Oh, down on breakfast, well, they had this song. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And the Betty Hill song. Shankham have got quite a lot of photos as a group.
Honey Bunnies, the dancing.
Oh, did you see the...
Hang on, there's a girl upside down here, and she's sucking on her foot.
What? I don't remember that.
I'm a lapis.
Yeah, look at him, he looks like a fucking Quasimoto.
I'm a lapis.
One day I take Mr. Ian and his friend Mr. Reed for breakfast. They have a lot special. It is a cake made of meat with a pink Euro sausage. Mmm, nice. I usually have with a cabbage stew. Mr. Reed, he has very weak belly when he has a magnificent Lodgy cake of meat, but I may forgive him as he has fine furry face and a very funny story.
People who say they've got like 8-inch cocks, but in reality they're just going around with a 6-incher.
Is that
have you just put
a ring on your cock?
Oh, you bought that.
It's got a ring.
Here we go.
Holy shit.
I can get a ring around your cock.
Discussion going about wanting to get your little fuck. And one of the things was, if the woman's going under the thumb, it's going to put you in the wedding ring over your car.
Hey, Master said something.
If that bear wants to play around, I'll say any minute I could just let out a big fucking fat shit. What will be around? Do you want to play with that thing? My shit's at 10 wipes. Do you want to wipe up that shit, do you?
Did I imagine this, right? Or did you try to put your penis in your wedding ring? In the middle of the pub?
How the hell did you do that?
Did do it, it wouldn't go.
But then who else? Stig tried it as well. It's like, what? Why? Why would you be... I don't know.
Probably get bloody brought
back. No, it was in Honey Buddies. And everyone's watching him, but I just woke up this morning thinking, what? Did I imagine that?
I read the article about it, yeah.
That's the kind of story they'd love it here.
I don't remember that.
Honey Bunnies, a glittery venue, tuxedo door police, guarding a velvet rope that never fails to send half-wits flying as they attempt to coolly clamber over it.
Yeah. I remember that.
This is the hottest address of the hour, with a multilingual crowd of high flyers and sharp lookers taking to the dance floor and trotting around with a no expense spared decor. Well, we were doing a bit of trotting. I wouldn't really call us high flyers. And a grand looking fireplaces. Fucking heavy, then.
Yeah,
heavy. Oh, this music is... Well, Brecky, it looked like a cake. We went, oh, come on, Rick, eat some of your cake. And he went, oh, it was like a meat cake.
Oh, you bunch of savages.
Saturday evening just involved lots more boozing in random places, so memorable. I can't remember what they were called. I think we stayed in Roosters until quite late. Maybe we went off, I can't remember then. But I was back in the swing of things. We went out drinking, and I think we then ended up at Magna's, the titty bar again, and you get these little pound dollar signs with naked ladies on. I think you meant to put it in there, like, carefully placed in their knickers. I did such a good job, I think I fell asleep once again, and I still had the the dollars in my wallet on the way home, which was particularly useful to me. Once again, Kirky was the last man standing, with a fabulous display. This time we didn't give him the kitty to hold onto. I'm doing the finger brackety wanky things there. And so he had to delve into his own stash. Rumours of expenditure are all guesstimates, as he's very tight-lipped on the subject. I can't remember. I can't really remember. Oh, we met some Polish blokes who were... they were saying that English people are kind of very thirsty and make lots of noise and idiots of themselves when they come to Lodz. Yes, well, there's not much else to do there, Sunbeam, apart from go to the pubs. I mean, we walked up Europe's longest commercial street and the fountain, and then we were running out of bloody things to look at. I'm joking, there is lots of stuff to look at if you like looking at stuff, but on a stag do, no looking is allowed. And there's a Lodz in my pocket. Pubs, MI2. If you've ever fantasised about drinking cold beer at 9 o'clock in the morning whilst watching a teenage girl make sandwiches inside a helicopter, then get thee to Lodz. The fact that anyone would want to put a helicopter inside a bar is wacky enough, but when the bar in question just happens to be upstairs, well, there simply aren't enough hats in the world to take off to the fellow who pulled this one off. Failing to rise higher than its own gimmick, MI2 is a bit of a one-trick pony. But don't forget, this is Poland, where men are still considered a little risque if they haven't got a moustache.
He was having a wank!
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 Lodzy, Lodzy, Lodzy! Your buildings may be falling, clown, but everyone gives a smile when the clown is around. His name is a Lockwood. Name is a Lockwood.
That's not very fucking Polish.
Oh,
go on, what's good about Britain? What do you say? Roast dinners.
It's all taken for granted, don't you?
For our you don't
realise what you miss about the UK until you've not been there for a long time. And I'll tell you what you don't. I've been away from the UK for a while.
Where?
I was on the rep for a while.
Oh,
and when you fucking fly home, the worst that it is, and you think, fuck that, you're bullshitting. When you break through clouds and see fucking green. Motorway signs on the right and on the left hand side road, you think, fucking hell, come on now. It's quick as that, it is quick as that. Draft beer, that's it.
Fucking beautiful.
Because you can't get it abroad and it makes you want it even more.
So ugly birds.
Yes. Well,
they go like rockets, don't they?
There's no way, but honestly, the craziest things you can ever think of, you take granted all the time.
Telly tea.
Not really. You get
like they used to be.
You get tea abroad, up there, cooking sausage and all that shit. Pork pies, you can't get pork pies abroad. And shit, things like that you never ever eat or think of eating, but because you can't fucking have it, when someone brings a pork pie and goes, you're like,
slather.
Swindle, aye. Brown sauce.
Can you get abroad?
Can't get brown sauce. Not NHP. There is it. And that's the crazy stuff you miss. Whereas, now you think, you do it, go fry up.
You can buy the ingredients, you can have the HP sauce.
You can do it, yeah. But you can't live without the
Albert
beans and all that.
Hey, Lockie, I don't fancy a bit more missing.
Holy
cow. 2 minutes up, one missing.
Get some more missing, eh? Look at me, all missing. I'm a skinny prick. And I want some all missing.
I reckon you know, what do they call them?
Over the top.
Yeah, and they call them a ringer. You're a bloody ringer.
I like it in the ring.
Look out.
One finger, and then it goes to two fingers.
Next year,
three fingers.
Before you know it, yeah.
Before you know it, it comes in with a big black building.
Give you a big shafty.
Fuck yeah.
I see it as a sign of love. The birds.
Sorry.
A bird taking the... That's a fucking mistake.
I would bring a finger in my ass, I have to admit.
I must admit, I've sucked a girl at times. I don't want it, but a girl...
I don't like...
No. A girl, she's taking
like
a risk.
Putting
a finger would be her bum.
It's not good, but one thing you think...
It could look at chips.
All right, bit cheeky that, but... See, you're being fucking cautious now, get the fuck out. But then you... It's never happened to me.
That's what I'm saying.
When piss goes in, they go, oh!
And he said, bend over. I said, what? I said, bend over. And he took his finger in my arms, the doctor's in. And you think it was a gallbladder problem.
He said, I love you.
The minute he finished, I had to go home. I needed a shit immediately. Fucking hell.
And your prescription, it said, you ain't nothing but...
He said, Vaseline.
Merry Christmas.
It actually said thank you.
Dr. Jones.
It said thanks, Dr. Jones. Yeah. Loved it. Come back again.
If we yes,
you're not gay.
That's what I said.
No, no.
It said hairy arse. Loved it. Come again. Put me on my soap.
No, it's not.
It's curry. Hey, you didn't jaywalk over here, did you?
What?
You didn't jaywalk.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the...
I know you're the next one. I know what I'm doing now. I know the war.
hockey as well.
I did, because you were just in front of him.
Listen, the lad in the woolly hat's trouble. He fucking did. He said the lad in the woolly hat is a problem.
Liability. I'm not saying stick for heads, so I'm worried. Where is he? I'll rank you.
Know you mean?
Lagging a bit of excitement.
You could have been in there.
You could have told us you were going.
Regaling us with a story.
I'm sorry, I'll do that. No, we're not worried about it.
I know, I appreciate that a bit.
It's a nice call.
That's the best call ever.
Well, it's all reason it says you're alright. It's too close.
Formulate some kind of plan, I reckon.
Yeah, I think we should do.
No, that's just great. I'll make a plan and we'll score whatever. Mention smart, you say.
Youth club.
I like it.
I think they must speak a different dialect of sign language because he didn't get very far.
Lads in your pocket, it should be a rocket. Oh, did you drop it? You wanna make a love to it? Yeah, lads in your pocket.
Greenery. On first sight, Lods looks frighteningly similar to the upturned contents of a rubbish bin. Her aesthetic glories are not obvious. However, there are certainly there for anyone daring enough to look up her skirt. Dotted around the city are a swathe of parks, 30 in total, some of them globally renowned, others forgotten by everyone bar the local tramps.
Your approach to anal putting is zero tolerance.
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 Zero tolerance. Why start something that you don't want to end?
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're
get
fucking...
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my
God.
Hand.
And here is... Are the muck-ups.
Division 1. I devil about.
You say you devil's too low.
I devil about.
I can check any hurdle. Any hurdle.
Yeah, I know.
It's not low.
I devil about. I devil about.
There's only one.
So I was more like the dummy being held up there. And there was just like a bloody fanny in my face. It's like, yeah, get it away. So 600 slotties down the hatch, the furry hatch, a rear admiral.
Why let your lady down after fucking 3 years of sticking 1, 2, 3 fingers? This comes on with a big black rubber dick strap on. Right, here we go, we're on next level.
Bligors, you either love it or you vomit.
I'm laughing.
But like you say, I don't give a fuck what happened to
the whole time. That's good standard for me, that division one. I'm laughing.
Yeah, look here, it looks like fucking Fuzzy Motor.
This is Poland, where men are still considered a little risque if they haven't got a moustache. Smokers.
Your approach to anal putting, zero tolerance.
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 Why start something that you don't want to end?
Dias is one of my favorite songs. Lodzi, lodzi, lodzi. It's very goodie. Always have a pack of... Laddy, laddy, laddy.
Oh, come on. Here we go. Ready? Brace yourself. Oh, I'm not ready yet. Alright, come on. Big breath, focus. Start smiling.
Laddy, laddy, laddy.
You couldn't make this up.
Laddy, laddy, laddy. It's very goody. Always have the helmet in your pocket. You're the biggest mountain in Europe. Second off. This is a favorite song in a lot. Laddy, laddy, laddy. It's very goody. Always have a...
Oh, what are the lyrics again?
Laddy, laddy, laddy. It's very goody. Always have the help got in your pocket. Second largest mountain in Europe. Don't get caught jaywalking or you will be arrested. 250 is lucky fine. Don't eat the cake because it's all made of meat.
I were rocking it in the gym, we're trying to start.
Team our crew, what have you heard about them?
I've heard they got their entire service area, their ballpark is more than 9 hectares.
He was masturbating in the middle of a visa. He walked up and realised he wasn't a drink.
Oh. Pork sword. Sword. I thought the sword was the tail.
No. That's a front sword.
Oh.
You're thinking of a rear sword.
Oh, I see.
Fuck that. Have any of you banks an orgasm?
Bligos. You either love it or you vomit.
And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on.
Make your weapon esteemed.
Yeah. Brilliant.
My rod is so big that it can be shared among 5 mouths.
Oh, yes.
Share it. Share the wealth.
Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all. So.